Zechariah chapter 1, and let's begin reading at verse 7. Upon the 24th day of the 11th month, which is the month Sivat, in the second year of Darius, came the word of the Lord unto Zechariah, the son of Berechiah, the son of Iddo, the prophet, saying, I saw by night, and behold, a man riding upon a red horse, and he stood among the myrtle trees that were in the bottom, and behind him were their red horses, speckled and white. Then said I, O my Lord, what are these? And the angel that talked with me said unto me, I will show thee what these be. The man that stood among the myrtle trees answered and said, These are they whom the Lord hath sent to walk to and fro through the earth. They answered the angel of the Lord that stood among the myrtle trees and said, We have walked to and fro through the earth, and behold, all the earth sitteth still and is at rest. Praise God. 2 Kings chapter 6, and we want to begin with, let's start at verse 13 tonight. And he said, Go and spy where he is, that I may send and fetch him. And it was told him, saying, Behold, he is in Dothan. Therefore sent he thither horses and chariots and a great host. And they came by night and compassed the city about. And when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, an host compassed the city both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, Alas, my master, how shall we do? And he answered, Fear not. For they that be with us are more than they that be with them. Amen. Amen. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. And when they came down to him, Elisha prayed unto the Lord and said, Smite this people, I pray thee, with blindness. And he smote them with blindness according to the word of Elisha. And Elisha said unto them, This is not the way, neither is this the city. Follow me, and I will bring you to the man whom ye seek. But he led them to Samaria. And it came to pass, when they were come into Samaria, that Elisha said, Lord, open the eyes of these men, that they may see. And the Lord opened their eyes, and they saw, and behold, they were in the midst of Samaria. And the king of Israel said unto Elisha, when he saw them, My father, shall I smite them? Shall I smite them? And he answered, Thou shalt not smite them. Wouldest thou smite those whom thou hast taken captive with a sword and with a bow? Set bread and water before them, that they may eat and drink and go to their master. And he prepared great provision for them. And when they had eaten and drunk, he sent them away, and they went to their master. And so the bands of the Syrians came no more into the land of Israel. Go back to verse 17. I'd like to take just part of that verse tonight and look at it for a while. I'd like to take the prayer that Elisha prayed. Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. Amen. I am thoroughly convinced that nothing takes God by surprise. Nothing takes God by surprise. God still has everything under control. Sometimes we wonder. We don't understand. But God still has everything under control. We are living in probably one of the most difficult times in the church world that has ever been, since I can remember at least. Amen. I was telling some folks the other day that I really believe that there is a, if I could say it this way, there is a battle going on in the spirit world for the heart and the soul of every holiness church. Amen. We don't always see what's in the spirit world. Amen. Daniel prayed 21 days. But his prayer was answered the first day. Hello. But there was a battle in the heavenlies. Come on here. Yes, it was. There was a battle in the heavenlies. Amen. And on the 21st day, the angel came to Daniel and said, Daniel, you can quit praying now. The Lord heard you the first time you prayed. The answer is on its way. Come on here. I don't have the answer, but it's on its way. We just wanted you to know that God has already heard and answered your prayer. It is on its way. Hallelujah. I said it is on its way. Praise God, but it's been intercepted. There's a battle going on. Come on here. There is a battle going on. Hey man, and I've got to leave now and go back and join in the fray of the battle. Glory to God. Just want you to know it'll be here in a short while. I'm feeling better right now. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Seems as though to me that in most every area of the country, we are encountering more upheaval and turmoil in local churches than it probably has been in many years. Come on here. Amen. And it is the reason is because the devil does not want the church to progress. The devil does not want the church to be victorious. Praise God. All we can see as human beings, and that's what we are, unless God, by divine revelation, pulls back the scales from our eyes and we can see in the spirit world, all we can see is what is in the natural. And we see situations that arise and circumstances that come about, amen, that we don't understand why it's happening as it is. But I want to tell you tonight, praise God, come on here. Amen. Just as the Syrians had encamped around about the entire city of Dothan and set it to siege, praise God, so the forces of the enemy in these last days would like to keep the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, in particular the holiness churches, amen, in captivity and in subjection. Come on, y'all stay with me as long as you can. Amen. We are fighting in a spiritual war. Our weapons are not carnal, but are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Amen. We fight not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Come on here. Amen. We are doing battle with the powers of darkness and the demons and the hordes of hell. And every time we try to have a revival or try to have a camp meeting, come on here, or try to have a church service, amen, there's a hindering power, amen, that would like to stop the progress. Hallelujah. Somebody say glory. Amen. The Assyrians, amen, had besieged the city of Dothan. They thought for sure. Amen. At first, if you read the foregoing verses of this chapter, amen, the king of Syria could not understand how that his plans of war that he had made in the secrecy of his own chambers, amen, was made known to the king of Israel before daylight the next morning. He thought for sure there was a traitor among them. Until one of his officers said, "There's no traitors." Amen, O king. Amen, but there is a prophet. Ha ha ha. There is a prophet of God over in Israel. And what you plan in your bedchamber, God reveals to him. And he tells it to the king of Syria. And your plans are spoiled. Oh, help me here. God, give us some men and women that know the value of prayer. Amen, that on our knees. Amen, we are mightier and we are stronger. Amen, to fight the forces of the enemy. Amen, and God will give us greater victories. Woo! Somebody say amen. I'm feeling better right now. So the king of Syria sent a whole battalion of army, of soldiers, horses, and chariots. They set the city of Dothan under siege. Amen. Every exit was blocked. Amen. You start down Main Street. Come on, y'all listen to me. And so this servant of Elisha, amen, when he got up early the next morning, he started to go about to do his duties and obligations and responsibilities. And when he got down the main street, amen, he saw horses and chariots blocking the way. Amen. He turned around and started the other way. And he got to the outskirts of town, and there's a battalion and a company of soldiers. Amen. With swords and spears and armor. Come on, y'all listen to me. He looked up the hill, and there was more military might and strength. And he looked down the hill. Amen. And he come to realize, I am encompassed about. The whole city is under siege. Praise God. Woo! Hallelujah. And this poor frightened, amen, young man, servant, when he saw the city besieged by the Syrians, he came to his master Elisha and said, "Alas, my lord, how shall we do?" I want to tell you, amen, nothing takes God by surprise. Do you think for one minute, amen, that the trouble that you have encountered the past month, amen, God doesn't know anything about? Do you think for one minute the sickness that has attached itself to your body, that God doesn't know anything about it? Do you think the trouble that's in your mind, in your heart, and in your home, that God doesn't know anything about it? My friend, yes, we are humans. We can only see the nose in front of our face. Amen. We don't know what God has, amen, in store. All we can see is the enemy and how big he is and how loud he hollers and how many horses and chariots he has. Woo! I was telling somebody the other day, I said, sure, there's a lot of preachers that's gone bad. Come on here. Sure. Amen. Sure, I've been done bad by preachers too. But my best friends are preachers. They ain't all gone bad. Hallelujah to the Lamb. We have a tendency as human beings, we want to magnify the bad. Amen. We want to tell how awful the situation is. Amen. We magnify the forces of the enemy. Amen. We talk about how many horses they've got. We talk about how many chariots they have. We talk about how many soldiers and foot soldiers and how many swords and spears and how big the devil is. Praise God. Amen. Brother Don Rich just preached our camp meeting a week or so ago, and he said, "Don't worry about the man who doesn't even carry the keys to his own house." Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. God is our victor, and we can learn but to trust in Him in spite of the enemy. Hallelujah. Somebody say glory to God. Has anybody ever seen a church somewhere in the United States of America that's hard to pastor?
Come on here. I've seen... Yeah, God help me, I'm in trouble. I've seen folks in churches, some of the meanest folks in the world. Hallelujah. Come on here. And if you dwell on that, you become paranoid. Amen. But I want to tell you tonight that the church is the greatest institution on earth. I still believe in the church of the Lord Jesus Christ that He bought and purchased with His own blood on Calvary's tree. And He endued it with power from on high. It is the only institution on earth. Amen. That God said, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. He did not say, you're going to build my church. He did not say, I'm going to build your church. But He did say, I'm going to build my church. And when I build my church, hell will not be able to prevail against it. He didn't say it wouldn't try. Didn't say troubles wouldn't come, but it shall not prevail, overcome. Alas, Master, how shall we do? Help me, Lord. I want to tell you tonight, if you don't know it, the devil is real. Don't ever get the idea that the devil's not real. He is indeed real. There are demon powers of darkness that's running wild and rampant and unchecked in this nation of ours right tonight. Demons are real. Somebody say amen. Are y'all listening? Oh, yes. Amen. Oh, help me, Lord. Amen. The powers of darkness in the underworld. Amen. Indeed are strong. Amen. Amen. Somebody said the devil's powerful. He is indeed, but he is not all powerful. Somebody else said the devil is mighty. He is indeed, but he is not almighty. Hallelujah. That title is reserved for God and God alone. Hallelujah. And when God says to hell and to the demons of darkness and the powers of the underworld, that's far enough. You can come no further against my church. Amen. I bought them with my blood and I fill them with my spirit. I'm going to protect her. Hallelujah to the Lamb. I want to tell you, God is still on the throne. Amen. And He will set at liberty. Amen. The church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Some people see the church weak because they're weak. They see the church cold because they're cold. They see the church dead because they're dead. Hallelujah. They see the church sick because they're sick. But I want to tell you, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ is alive and vibrant. It is a force that hell, amen, is unable to reckon with. Amen, because God Almighty, amen, said on this rock, I will build my church. There's been times in our own church at home. Of course, we probably got all these problems in Virginia. Y'all don't have any out here. There's been times in my own church at home where I've stood back and said, dear God, what in the world is happening? Hello. Whew. What in the world are people thinking about? What makes them act like that? Amen. few years ago, so-and-so would have never done that. Never said that. Never acted like that. What in the world is happening? And all of a sudden I realize that the Syrians have encamped our city. Amen, and that's about all we can see. Amen, we bow our heads when we come to the altar. Amen, we don't even pray with victory. Amen, we put our heads between our knees and moan and groan. Amen, I'm preaching all right. Amen, and we wonder what in the world are we going to do now? Alas, my Lord, how shall we do? And I hear Elisha said, "They that be for us, fear not. They that be for us are more than they that are against us." Somebody say hallelujah. I'm feeling better right here now. Glory be to God. Romans chapter 8 said, "If God be for us, who can be against us?" Little black preacher said, "If God be for us, the devil's up against it." Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, hear me tonight. Amen. We need to ask God to open our eyes, and we'll get our spiritual eyes open and peer into the area of what God's doing among us. Amen. And when the Syrians have encompassed us around about and we are besieged, come on here. Amen. Help me, help me, help me. Dear God. Somebody say amen. We are living in one of the most difficult generations that I have ever seen in my whole life. Just about the time you get this bunch over here straightened out, it breaks out over here. Just about the time you get that squabble settled down, amen, it breaks out over here. Come on here. Amen. We are besieged and we can't hardly have church, for we see the Syrians. Amen. We see their flashing swords. We see the sharp spears. Amen. We see their many horses and their many chariots. Amen. Come on here. We can't have church. Amen. There's a hypocrite in the church. That's nothing. Amen. There's always been hypocrites in the church. Hallelujah. There's hypocrites that go to Safeway store too. But people don't quit going to Safeway because there's a hypocrite that goes to Safeway to buy a loaf of bread. Woo! Hallelujah. We are so, amen, blinded that we cannot see anything but what the enemy's doing. We can see him against him and him against him. Amen. But we have never got our eyes open enough to see that God is still on the throne. Help me here. Somebody say glory to God. I got news for you. There is always going to be a Syrian soldier standing around somewhere in the church. Glory to God. If we can come to church and say, "Lord, open our eyes that we may see." Praise be to God's holy name. And when I come on the ground this afternoon and drove up in front of the fellowship hall and went in and opened the door and the ladies were back in the kitchen preparing the food, I sensed that this was a holy place. Praise God. Amen. Come on here. Come on here. You may not be able to see them tonight, but there are angelic forces, amen, that are saturating this sanctuary in this service tonight. Hallelujah. You cannot see it, but there's a Holy Ghost power, amen, that is walking the aisles of this place tonight. And if we can ask God to help us get our eyes open in this week of camp meeting, oh God, open my eyes that I may see you're still on the throne. Alas, Master, how shall we do? We're doomed. Oh, if that young man had only read the Psalm of David, Psalm 3, and verse 6. Ricky, that's my grandson. Good looking rascal. I tell him every day he's ugly. Get your Bible and turn to 27. Amen. Psalm 3 and 6 said, I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about. Do you believe that? I will not be afraid. I want to tell you, fear has torment. I said, fear has torment. If we can learn to put our faith and our trust in God, in spite of the circumstances, in spite of the situation, in spite of the pain in your body, in spite of the confusion in your home. Amen. The Bible said the steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. Amen. And there's nothing that touches you but what He's aware of. He that touches you touches the apple of His eye. Psalms 91 said, He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my rock and my fortress and my high tower, and in Him will I trust. Praise God. 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh unto thee. Hallelujah. How come, David? Because I'm in Him. He's in me. I am under the shadow of the Almighty. Praise God. And if we can get our faith and our trust anchored in God, no matter what the conditions are, amen, God will give us a mighty victory. Psalms 27, verse 1. The Lord is what? The Lord is the strength of my life. Hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it. I want to tell you, amen, you want troubles? I've had my share of troubles and others too. Amen. But I've come to the realization, Brother Benny, the Lord is the strength of my life. And whom shall I be afraid? When troubles come and knock on my door, ha ha ha, amen, I send faith to the door and say, Faith, will you go answer that? Amen, it sounds like a Syrian's knock to me. Praise God. Amen, and when faith opens the door and sees a Syrian there with his armor on and his spear in his hand and his sword on his side, faith says, Greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. We are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. Peter. Yes. Glory. Man cried unto the Lord, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all of his troubles. Is anybody here have any troubles? You ever had any troubles? Amen. Amen. What did he say, son? Read that again. For in the time of trouble, he shall do what? He, who is He? God shall hide me in His pavilion. Woo! Hallelujah. Yes. Oh, glory. Well,
Read. Uh-huh. Yes, you hear me tonight. Amen. The devil is not all powerful. Powerful he may be. Amen. But he is not all powerful. I want to tell you that God's still on the throne and he has everything under control. Rejoice not against me, O my enemy. When I am fallen, for I shall arise. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Gird yourself with the armor of God. Put on the whole armor and get ready for battle. Amen. For you see, God's going to open your eyes and you're going to see that the whole mountain is full of the horses and the chariots of fire. The spirit world, amen, of God has come to the rescue of the church. The church is not going to go down. Just because of some folks backslide. You're just looking at the Syrians and his armed forces. The church is regrouping. That's a military term. Only you that's been in the military understand that. Regroup. Come on here. Hallelujah. Ye are of God, little children, and are overcome. For greater is he that is in you. Let me tell you this. Last year, my wife took sick. We knew that she had diverticulitis. And that in itself is a terrible problem and infirmity. Some of y'all might be acquainted with it, and some of your family have to be very particular what you eat. Come on here. But after she found out she had diverticulitis, amen, she became very, very sick. Deathly sick. Brother Don Rich was in homecoming revival with us in our church last September. My wife had been sick since the 1st of August. Sick, sick. So sick she'd have to go to bed and could not get up. Y'all listen to me. Don't fall out with me here. She had been in the hospital and been at the doctor's office time and time again. They had run all kinds of tests. They could not find anything. Somebody said, it's all in her head. No. No. Uh-uh. Are y'all listening to me? The last week in August of last year, I was asleep in the bed. My wife had been suffering untold misery. And in my sleep, I heard the Holy Ghost speak to me. I did not know what it meant at the time. And all it said was, 5 weeks. 5 weeks. Hallelujah. I woke out of my sleep and got up and went to prayer, and the Holy Ghost did not tell me what it meant other than 5 weeks. Our homecoming revival was in September, the third Sunday, and that entire week, Sunday through Sunday. Brother Don Rich was there preaching. Amen. One of the most capable preachers in the holiness movement. Amen. Somebody say amen. One night during service, my daughter-in-law, who came in tonight, and Sister Rich felt led to go home. My wife was so sick she could not get out of bed to go to church. And they went to the house. And they found her so sick,
thought she was going to die. Somebody say hallelujah. Another night during that same revival. Amen. Everybody else had gone to church. And she got so sick she couldn't stand up. Somebody from another state, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of miles away, said they was praying and felt led to call my house. Hallelujah. Somebody say, glory to God. She answered the phone so weak that they later said, I thought she was going to die. And this person prayed for her over the telephone, and she got better that night. Somebody say hallelujah. Glory to God. 5 weeks to the day, amen, that thing was gone. Far as I'm concerned, amen, glory to God. God said, that's enough. That's my child. She's my property. Take your hands off of her right now. I want to tell you, you wonder what in the world is going to happen to your church. What's going to happen to your home? What's happening in this place? What's happening in our generation? Amen. All we can see is the Syrian army and the horses and the chariots of the enemy. Oh God, open our eyes that we may be able to see in the spirit world that the Holy Ghost has embodied the church with power from on high. We are not a weak church. We are not a puny church. We are not a dead church. We are not a cold church. We are a live, thriving body and organism that's full of the Holy Ghost and power. And God said, I'll give you power over all the power of the enemy. There's hardly a family, a preacher family anywhere in this country that at some time or another, in the last few months or short years, has not been attacked in some way. Physically, mentally, spiritually. Come on. And we can see the Syrian soldiers. Oh God, would you open our eyes? Somebody say hallelujah. Oh God, open our eyes. Praise God. What shall we do? Now, to me, on this first night, amen, this ain't too high, but this is what's on my heart. To me, it would have been excusable for the young man to have said, what shall I do? But he included Elisha in his question. There's no question with Elisha. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. You remember in the New Testament when the disciples was in the boat and Jesus was asleep in the cabin below? Amen. The storm was raging. Come on. Amen. And one of them came below and knocked on the door. Amen. And said, Lord, save us. We perish. Amen. I got news for you. It was not Elisha or Jesus that was distressed. Amen. Nothing takes God by surprise. Amen. He knows exactly what's happening. The steps of a good man or a good woman are ordered of the Lord. Don't ever think that God don't know where you are. Don't ever think that God don't know what your church is going through. Don't ever think that God don't know what you're going through, preacher. Amen. Glory to God. Don't include God in this. What shall we do? Amen. For God's still on the throne. Hallelujah. Amen. Trust Him. Learn to depend on Him. No matter what comes or goes, God still has everything under control. They that are for us are more than they that are against us. The Bible said in Psalms, the angels of the Lord encampeth around about them that love and serve Him. I'll tell you the truth tonight. There are a lot of things that I do not understand. There are situations come up in the church world. I scratch my head and say, oh, look at that. Amen. But if we can get enough of faith, Lord, open our eyes. We can see God still on the throne. I remember hearing about the black preacher. Amen. That stood up to preach in a certain place. And he stumbled around for a while in his introduction. And amen, just talked and mumbled a while. And he said, in a little bit, said, I guess y'all are wondering what I'm waiting on. Amen. He said, I'm waiting on my folks to arrive. Praise God. Hallelujah. He wasn't talking about his blood kin. He wasn't talking about his brother or his sister. He wasn't talking about his mama or his daddy. He was talking about the Holy Ghost company and the company of angels. Praise God. Somebody say hallelujah. We are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. Oh God! Amen. If we can only see. Amen. Our spirits would be revived. Amen. Our hearts would be uplifted and edified. Amen. Come on here. Amen. Our preachers. Amen. Would be greater unctionized. Amen. And our churches. Glory to God. Amen. Would be full of the Spirit of God if we can just get our eyes open to peer into the spirit world. Come on here. Who were these that this young man saw when his eyes were open? Horses and chariots of fire? They weren't demons and devils. No. No, they weren't. Come on. Somebody say amen. It's the angelic host that was present. Somebody said, you're getting too spooky. Oh, no, friend. If you can understand and get your eyes open that God is right around you. Amen. Whether you know it or not or have sensed it or not, the angels of God are riding with you down the road. And He has kept you and preserved your life many times when you did not even know how imminent danger you were in. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Amen. 2 weeks before I got married, Brother Cox. Oh, my goodness. I'm running out of time. 2 weeks before I got married. Amen. Incidentally, I'm still married to the same girl I married. Amen. Praise God. The first time. She's my first and second wife. Hallelujah. Amen. Y'all listen to me. 2 weeks before I got married, I picked up a hitchhiker. Amen. A young teenage boy. I was. I've been married, seemed like, all my life. Amen. Amen. I got married when I was 17. Amen. And I can't even hardly imagine that boy over there getting married at 19. Amen. When I was 19 years old, I had a child. Praise God. Come on here. 2 weeks before I got married. Hey, my teenage boy, 17 years of age, picked up a hitchhiker. But little did I know that he was an escaped convict wanted in 7 states. And when I got outside of the city of Dallas, going north toward Oklahoma to preach a revival that night in Ardmore. Amen. At Pentecostal Holiness Church, where a fellow by the name of Montgomery was pastor then. Amen. Then it was Bill Montgomery's boy. Amen. Help me here. Are y'all listening to me? Amen. Picked up a hitchhiker, and he pulled out a revolver when we got out of town. Amen. Shoved it into my ribs and said, boy, you go where I tell you to or I'll blow your brains out. You know what I done? I done what He said to do. And He took me way out in the country and made me get out of the car. Amen. And traced me through the woods at the, amen, gunpoint in my back and made me walk down into a dried up riverbed. And while I was standing in that dried up riverbed, He took the pistol and aimed it at my head. I looked up to heaven and I said, Lord, I'm just a teenage boy. If it's Your time, I just want to be sure that everything's all right for me. Somebody say hallelujah. Are y'all listening to me? He took the gun down and made me go back to the car and held me captive in the trunk of my own car for even 14 hours. I have no idea where He drove me around to. But I want to tell you, as far as I am concerned, amen, it was an angels of God in that dried up river bed in Texas. Amen, said, I ain't done with that boy yet. I've got my hand on him. Just put your revolver down. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah to the Lamb. Amen. I said amen. I said amen. When my father, preaching on the street corner, amen, of Brooklyn, New York, amen, and the mob gathered around. My father was a hellfire and brimstone preacher. He was a blunt man. He didn't have much vocabulary. Amen. He was very blunt. You knew him. Amen. And he was a hell preaching man. Amen. He made them so mad. The mob gathered. Amen. Was going to mob him on the street and kill him. Amen. They gathered together and pushed him up against the brick wall. Amen. And Daddy said, when I looked up, said, I thought, well, if I'm going to die like this, I'll just die preaching best I know how. And he preached harder still. And he said, when I looked up, amen, Daddy said, I saw a man coming, head and shoulders above everybody else in the crowd, elbowing his way through the crowd. Amen. He was wearing a blue serge suit. Daddy said, I'll never forget him. Amen. He got up to the front of the line, turned around and stood by me, and he said, preach, preacher, as long as I'm here, they'll never lay a hand on you. And Daddy said, glory to God, I fell in the urge from heaven. Amen. And I want to tell you, the angels of the Lord encampeth around about them that love Him and serve Him. Amen. To preserve them. Woo! Hallelujah. Don't tell me God's not real. Hallelujah to the Lamb. If God ain't real, amen. Glory to God. Amen. If God ain't real, amen. What is it makes me happy when there's nothing, amen, to be happy about? If God ain't real, amen. What is it makes me cry when there's nothing sad? If God ain't real, what is it makes me run when there ain't nobody after me? I want to tell you, God's still on the throne. Woo! Horses of fire, chariots of fire. We were in Newburyport, Massachusetts, and I was a small boy. Oh, Lord. Would you give me 5 more minutes? 5 of us children in the family. I'm the baby of the family. I used to hate to be called a baby. I'd fight when they'd call me a baby. I love it now. My mama comes by and see me once in a while. She said, how's my baby? I said, hey, man, your baby's doing fine, mama. My mother's 86 years old, still drives her own car. Hallelujah. You better get out of her road when she gets on the highway, too. Amen. Hallelujah. I was a small boy in Newburyport, Massachusetts. Daddy was pioneering a church in a storefront building downstairs where we lived upstairs. Came a time when we had no food in the house. Nothing to eat. War years. Amen. You couldn't buy a job if you had money. It was a difficult time. Come on here. Amen. Amen. And Daddy said, Mama said to Daddy, said, what are we going to do? Daddy said, set the table. Amen, Lottie. Amen. The Lord's going to provide for us today just like He did to the covey of quail. Amen. Amen. A few months ago. Somebody say hallelujah. We gathered around the table. Amen. In those years you knelt. Amen. We never went to the table and just sat down and started eating, or just sat down and said table grace. You got on your knees. And every child in the house got on your knees. Amen. And Daddy prayed. Come on here. Amen. And Daddy got to praying and Daddy got to crying. My daddy's not an easy man to get to cry. He looked like an Indian. I'm not sure he was. He probably was. Amen. Come on here. Amen. But Daddy got to praying and he got to crying, praying. Amen. And I knew as just a child, when Daddy got to crying, praying, something's about to happen. Amen. He got to crying and Mama got to crying. Amen. My oldest sister Anita got to crying. And Joyce, the middle sister, got to crying. And Jean, the younger girl, got to crying. My brother got to crying. And I got to crying because they're crying. Amen. Are y'all listening to me? Woo! And before Daddy ever said amen, the doorbell downstairs, or rather, there's a knock on the door down the stairway. Daddy finally said amen and went down there. And the man from the corner grocery store, amen, had two huge boxes of groceries. Praise God. He said, is this such and such an address? Daddy said, it is. He said, I was told to deliver these two big boxes of groceries to this address. But Daddy said, are you sure? I didn't order anything. Amen. And this corner grocer man gave Daddy this story. He said, just a little while ago, amen, a man in a blue serge suit came in the front door of my grocery store. Amen. He said he grabbed two baskets, one in each hand, and went down the aisles and started picking things off of the shelf, just like he knew exactly what he'd come after. Amen. Came through the cashier. Amen. Paid for the both boxes and said, deliver them to this address. I want to tell you, God's still on the throne. Hallelujah to the Lamb. You can say what you want to. Amen. I'm a member of the Church of the Firstborn. I'm bone of His bone. And I'm flesh of His flesh. I've been bought with a price. I'm not my own. I belong to Him. Woo! Somebody say hallelujah. Lift your hands and praise the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. I don't think, best I remember, I've ever done this before, especially on the first night of a meeting. But I feel like we need to pray for the sick tonight, brethren. If you're sick, the devil's tormented you and told you you're going to die. He's a liar. Greater is He that's in you than he that is in the world. You need healing tonight in your body. I'm not a healing evangelist, but I do know somebody who is present tonight in this service, and he's the best friend you'll ever have, and he is indeed a healer. If you need healing tonight, get out of your seat and come stand here at the front. Hallelujah. Oh Lord, oh Lord, we've seen the Syrian soldiers, and we've seen their horses. Oh God, we've heard the jostle of their armor, and we've been afraid. Lord, would you open our eyes tonight? Lord Jesus, open our eyes. A Brother Benny, preachers, amen. Would as many of y'all come, amen, and let's just right up here in front of these folks that need healing tonight. The Bible said, if there be any among you sick, let them call for the elders of the church, anointing them with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise them up. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. I want some more preachers. Come on, brethren. Amen. Line up across here. Amen. Because I'm going to just do what I feel like the Lord, amen, dealt with my heart to do for this service tonight. I'm going to walk down here and anoint him. And amen. And after I get through anointing him, I want you, brethren, just to stretch out your hands on him. Hallelujah. And pray for him in the name of the Lord. Glory to God. God's still on the throne. Amen. Your sickness has not taken God by surprise. Hallelujah. Amen. He is still on the throne and he has everything under control. Praise God. Come on, preachers. You don't have to be afraid or bashful. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. How many of y'all believe in divine healing? Praise God. Amen. God forbid. I don't feel like that I'm anybody special tonight. But I feel like that the waters is troubled. Amen. I sense that this place is full of horses and chariots of fire round about the people of God. And we are here. Praise God. Amen. Believe in the Lord tonight. Glory, 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 glory. Oh, God. Praise your name, Lord. Glory to God, it's your promise. Hallelujah to the Lamb. We believe your word. Hallelujah, you told us, God, to obey you. And if we would, that you'd do the miracle working power. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Great Lord God of heaven. Hallelujah in the name of Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God tonight. Lord God, we believe your word. It's your blessed promise. Hallelujah, said healing's a children's bread. Praise be unto God. We believe you to do the work. Hallelujah, because you said you would. Praise be to God's holy name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Come on, lift your hands and worship God. Amen. Reach out, preachers. Lay your hands on them. Amen. Pray in the name of the Lord. And watch the power of God heal the sick tonight. Amen. It's God's promised word. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Amen. Saints of God, raise your hands and worship Him. He said, where two or three on earth shall agree as touching any one thing, that it shall be done of my Father. Hallelujah. 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 Bless the Lord. Oh, my soul. All that is within me, forget not all of His benefits. Bless His holy name. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Holy, holy, holy. Lord God Almighty, which is and was and is to come. Woo! Hallelujah. 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 It's real. It's real. It's real. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Worship Him. Amen. Saints of God, can you lift your hands? And let's give glory to the